the only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. It's spooky season. Yes, it is. And theme parks across the country, including Disney and Universal and even Six Flags Great America locally, are transforming Halloween into the perfect excuse for a fall getaway. Joining us to discuss is Melissa McAllister, president and owner of Ticket to Ride in Park Ridge. Melissa, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. And you talk about Halloween creep. Halloween is October 31st, and it's the same day every year. But fall now begins unofficially on Labor Day. That's when all the pumpkin spice stuff comes out. And did I read this correctly? The Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party runs on select nights starting August 7th. You can celebrate Halloween in August at the Magic Kingdom.
That is correct, and many of the nights have already sold out for the season just because it's such a huge event for Disney World.
And how does the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party evolve from the beginning of August all the way to Halloween in terms of how many nights this is offered?
So the beginning of the season, it's usually only two nights, sometimes three, and then the closer we get to Halloween, it goes to four times a week. So the closer you're there, the more opportunity you will have to go trick-or-treating at the Magic Kingdom and dress up and meet the characters and do all the Halloween stuff. But early fall is just minimum pumpkins, some decorations in August, and then it gets more and more stuff as the time goes along.
For the uninitiated, what is the not-so-scary Halloween party at the Magic Kingdom at Disney World, and what is the difference in price compared to just an average day at the park?
It's about the same price as an average day at the park. However, you are able to get into the Magic Kingdom starting at 4 o'clock. The party officially kicks off at 7. So it runs from 7 to midnight. So even though it's a shortened amount of time in the park, there's a lot less people in the park. So yes, you're paying the same price, but you are going to be getting just as many rides done during that time because there's less people in the park. Plus, they throw the Halloween twist in. All the characters are going to be out. There's going to be Halloween fireworks. There's two Halloween parades. So it's just extra special.
And on top of that, it used to be sponsored by Hershey, and they had trick-or-treating stations at all the big rides. And my family went to the not-so-scary Halloween party, Melissa. This was right before COVID, and it rained. And so the park cleared out, and we cleaned up on candy. We came back with a full suitcase of candy from the not-so-scary Halloween party, and that we held on to that for months afterwards. So,
people will go to the Magic Kingdom and go trick-or-treating there, and then they don't have to buy their own candy because they get so much candy, and people do now plan and bring empty suitcases to have them ship back all the candy they get throughout the parks. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults too. They'll go and get the candy as well.
Now, we've been talking about Disney World. Let's talk about the Universal parks. What do they have in store for Halloween? And chances are, it seems like the Universal Halloween programming may be a little more intense compared to Disney World.
Yes, definitely. So Universal Studios in both Orlando and Hollywood offers Halloween Horror Nights, and that is starting this week. It's coming up. So they also start about a week after Disney does, and they run Wednesday through Sunday, and it's recommended for ages 13 and up because it is definitely more of a scarier, more scary attractions. The characters are out, and they are purposely there to scare you. So yes, definitely meant for older kids, and it's the 35th anniversary actually in Orlando. It's the longest running. The Halloween party is happening starting this year. So they have haunted houses. New this year is Ozzy Osbourne. They're doing the Prince of Darkness. They have a Stranger Things, the Evil Dead Burn, which is a new movie that just came out. There's Scare Zones. So definitely recommended for 13 and up. You can bring younger, but it's not encouraged to do so.
And then lastly, Melissa, and very quickly, another sure sign of autumn around the Chicago area is driving past Great America and seeing the giant spider web on the American Eagle roller coaster, which means Fright Fest is here. So you don't have to go to Orlando to get a few scares at a theme park.
Correct. It is coming up. That starts September 19th, so it's about a month away. Six Flags did just announce a couple more things coming out this week. They have not listed their full event and everything happening. It is a local thing, so they don't go as big as Disney and Universal, but it is a great option. They do have a new maze, and people my age, which I'm in my 40s, long time ago in high school, we watched The Blair Witch. Well, there's going to be a new maze there that's all based on The Blair Witch, which was a huge movie back when I was in high school. They're going to have more scare zones, and there's also going to be returning mazes and haunted houses with the Saw, The Legacy of Terror, and live shows.
Melissa McAllister, president and owner, Ticket to Ride in Park Ridge. Thank you for joining us today on Travel Tuesday.